Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, I've always been puzzled by the choice of Kamala Harris as the vice president. I know it's a rarely used position, unless somebody resigns. That heartbeat away part is very rarely exploited. But here's the thing. This is the thing about Kamala Harris. Why would anybody pick a person so wildly devoid of political talent or even the basics of likability? This is something I always wondered. Now, here's the thing about this. See, politicians have got to be somewhat of a popular person. They've got to be trendy. They've got to be a lot of things. And Kamala Harris does not actually check any of those boxes. But the conventional wisdom is that she did check the right number of boxes to fulfill left-wing interest group demands, which, why would we be dancing to that? Why would Joe Biden be dancing to this card? Overlooked, however, is how there is one more rather good and important reason Joe Biden or really any politician would pick someone like Harris, because by comparison, you always look better than them. More depth in that kind of stuff. Kamala Harris is such a singularly grating personality that she pulls lower than lemon juice on an open wound. Death by wood chipper is less likely to incur the wrath of human rights activists for torture than forcing someone to listen to Kamala's speeches. And if you're an incompetent politician partnering with someone possessing all the public charm and warmth of explosive diarrhea, if that means you will always come off better than you otherwise would because of the alternative is so horrible. And that's all Kamala Harris brought to the ticket. If anybody needed another example of how awful she is, her speech this past Thursday provided it, just like the first three paragraphs show how unlikable, opportunistic and hypocritical she really is. But don't take my word for it. Let's peruse this, shall we? She started, certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all of who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021. Now, this is on its face absurd. Roughly 3,000 people died in the attacks on Pearl Harbor and again on September 11th. One died on January 6th, and she was unarmed and shot by police. Moreover, the first two attacks she listed were by foreign actors, Japan and Al-Qaeda. The riot, to the extent that it was one, that day was perpetrated by Americans. But Democrats want to otherize anyone who disagrees with them to make it easier to abuse them. If she really wanted to make an analogy, as weak as it is, she could have used the assassination of JFK. That's a day that everyone alive then would remember. Not many still with us who remember Pearl Harbor firsthand. But the assassination of JFK was committed by a leftist, a devout communist, or in other words, someone on their team. She could have used June the 14th, the day in 2017 when Democrat activist James Hodgkinson tried to murder as many Republicans as possible on a baseball field in Virginia. But again, that was somebody on their team. Plus, the media moved on so quickly, giving up the story within 3 days, because before Representative Steve Scalise was even on off life support. And it's likely most Americans wouldn't remember that. Curiously, they're still doing stories about how people like Bucktooth Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was several football fields away in House office buildings, which were never even threatened, yet somehow still needs therapy. Harris went on to say, I had left, but my thoughts immediately turned not only to my colleagues, but to my staff, who had been forced to seek refuge in our office, converting filing cabinets into barricades. Now, again, the Senate, those office buildings are several football fields away from the Capitol. The fighting with police, the only violence that took place that day, was on the exact other side of the Capitol building. It would take someone 15 minutes, at least so, to walk to the Senate office. If Kamala's staff were so afraid of their lives, why didn't they leave in those 15 minutes? They wouldn't have even had to run. They could have walked slowly and been fine. Instead, we're supposed to believe that they hauled heavy filing cabinets to block the doors. How many filing cabinets did the Senate still have in 2020? And this is where things begin to go sort of south, because her story doesn't stand up to basic scrutiny or even a dash of common sense. And why did she wait a year to tell it? It is as believable as Chuck Schumer's claim that protesters were heard to say of him, there's the big Jew, let's get him. Something that he, too, kept secret from the world for a year for reasons a real journalist would ask him to explain, yet no one has. That's not even really curious to me. It's just indicative. Then came these words from Harris. What the extremists who roamed these halls targeted was not only the lives of elected leaders. What they sought to degrade and destroy was not only a building hallowed as it is. What they were assaulting were the institutions, the values, the ideals that generations of Americans have marched, picketed, and shed blood to establish and defend. Now I'm mystified. What country is she talking about here? Harris and her fellow Democrats have spent the last 30 years attacking the United States as fundamentally racist, oppressive, homophobic, etc. They've insisted that this country is not only those things, but it was created to perpetrate those things, starting all the way back to when we were founded in 1619. They don't suddenly get to pretend to give a damn because it suits their needs. Harris is the one who actively raised money to bail out violent BLM and Antifa goons in time to loot some more and try to kill more police officers before they went to bed that night. So, you know, I got no use for her or her party. The majority of American people, you know, those who are not anti-American progressives with a desire to apply rights based on the amount of favor in which people are held, see through these frauds. Political power usually attracts people, not repulses them, and Kamala Harris is literally one heartbeat away from the presidency, and she can't keep senior staff. You would think that probably pays pretty good. You would think there's just about, I can do just about anything for the right money, right? Well, not, you can't work for Kamala. That tells you how horrible she is to be around. The American public weren't taken by surprise here. They were ahead of that curve. I bring her up because she's the only one in the presidential, vice presidential tandem that is the least competent. Joe is just senile. To a certain degree, we might want to give him a pass. Kamala just hasn't got a clue. She is completely clueless. It's like watching a slow car crash that you can't turn your head away from, and you get to see every ripple in the sheet metal and everything else, all the horror of the car crash. And she just. You say to yourself, what exactly does she do to function? And I myself couldn't answer that. I don't know what her purpose in life is. I'm sort of sure that at this particular moment, every time she opens her face, it's just so stuff can come out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I knew this day would come because, as shocking as it may seem, the Democrats are right about something for once. They're right that we need election reform to save the country. And I've got some proposals that if we were to do these, we could conduct elections, good and hard. They have a very different objective in reforming the election system than we do. They seek to make it easier for lazy and stupid people to vote. This is perfectly reasonable, considering that the indolent and idiotic make up key components of the Democrat coalition. And they also want to flood the system with unaccountable votes in order to allow themselves to cheat. So in this way, they can steal wins where otherwise voters would reject them for their incompetence, their corruption, and their general tiresomenessness. Now, on my side, we have a different goal. We want election security, and we also want to make it more difficult for bums and morons to participate in the electoral system. Sorry if you don't like that. The Dems complain that we would make it harder to vote. Yes, we would. Absolutely, we would. Voting should be a minor inconvenience in order to screen out the layabouts and the mouth breathers who find getting up off of their stained, stinking couches, wiping the Doritos stuff off of their Linkin Park t-shirts and taking the bus to the polling station. If they find it too much of a hassle to vote, don't want to see them there. Obviously, causing fewer duds and dummies to cast ballots will hurt the Democrats. I'm okay with that. We want to hurt the Democrats. These communist curious hacks should not be allowed within a parsec of power. And if we can make it harder for them to steal in an election, good. Now, Democrats have their, quote, voting rights bill, end quote, to facilitate a federal takeover of the election system because they believe that with the Democrat bureaucrats, which is there any other kind of that, in D.C., in charge, they would never lose another election. And when you consider that their standard bearer is a desiccated old pervert who has the approval rating of a Lincoln Project babysitter, they have reason to worry that free and fair elections will repudiate the hell out of them in 2022 and 2024. And this is why they want to cheat. There's the bottom line. They want to steal elections and not be troubled by obstacles like clean voter rolls and basic ballot security measures. Ballot harvesting? Well, who cares if you could have the randos collecting Santa bags of ballots? How could that go wrong? If it couldn't not go wrong, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, it can't possibly not go wrong. And they're counting on that. And then there's voter ID. And, you know, merely 74% of Americans support that. There's pretty much nothing else in American society that 74% of us agree on, except for mourning Betty White and that Brian Stelter at CNN is still a potato. The contortions they go through to explain why voter ID is racist and sexist and transphobic and causes climate change is sort of funny. It's so transparently a ploy to make it easier to cheat that you have to give them credit for maintaining a straight face when they cry about it. And if we had a free media instead of a regime media, the damn polls might get asked the obvious question, which is, why do you think minorities are too stupid to get ID cards? Or they might get asked, why is it so hard that it is racist to require citizens to show a driver's license to vote, yet not so hard that it is racist to require citizens to show a driver's license and also to go get several shots and then to show yet another document, the vaccine passport, before they can sit down and eat a Whopper inside a Burger King? And the whole thing is while we're sitting here asking this question, the answer is, of course, obviously, that you're a racist for asking these questions in the first place. My reforms, they recognize the primacy of electoral security and the idea that if it's too much trouble to vote, you will probably be voting for some leftist tool anyway. See, I don't mind losing an election. I don't mind my guys losing an election if it's a fair election. If it's above board, if it is secure, right? I do mind having elections stolen. So, here's my stuff. Picture voter ID, both to register and to vote. If you're too dumb to get an ID, you should be licking windows instead of casting ballots. Number two, no same-day registration. There's no way to confirm your identity the same day you signed up. Number three, one-day voting on election day. If it's too much trouble to vote on election day, don't. Number four, in-person voting. If you're deployed with the military or if you're in an iron lung, you can vote absentee. Everybody shows up in person, everybody else. Only absentee ballots arriving by 5 p.m. on election day get counted. Number five, no ballot harvesting. That nonsense is over. Number six, paper ballots only. We want an audit trail. Number seven, no ballots not counted within 12 hours of the polls closing get counted. We're done with the dumps and the found ballots. Number eight, every vote gets counted in public with lots of observers, total transparency. Number nine, this is a big one. Large urban centers must report votes first. This makes it hard for the Democrats to know how many ballots to find. Number 10, no changes to election laws or procedures within 180 days of the election. This gives us time to litigate the scams. Now, of course, were these reforms to be adopted, which I'll be honest with you, I sort of seriously doubt it. I guess anything might happen, but I sort of doubt it. This would horrify the Democrats because that would make Democrat losers less likely to vote, and that would complicate Democrat cheating. And that is a feature, by the way, not a bug. We also need to do something as a party. The 2020 election was lost in large part because the Republican Party completely stomped on its Schumer by failing to adequately fight out its legal challenges to the many unlawful rule changes decreed before Election Day. For example, in Nevada, the right after Election Day, the GOP had one lawyer on the ground, and that can't ever happen again. And the Democrats had a major law firm, Perkins Coie, with experience and expertise and resources up and running everywhere. The Republicans did not have a big firm, and that killed us. Democrat partners at big law firms refused to allow the big firms to join the fight. We need to create a big GOP law firm devoted to election warfare. So, yes, indeed, our election system does, in fact, need to reform. It is too easy, both to cheat and for cretins to vote. Later, we can move on to other innovative reforms like voter IQ tests. This is just mean, though. It's just mean. But I digress. With voter IQ tests, pretty soon the Democrats will never win an election again. But yes, they're onto something on the Democratic side. We do need to reform the election process. What we need to reform, though, is to get other things out of the way that they have put in place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thousands are stranded at the airport on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many more are in the dark as winter weather hits the eastern United States. FlightAware saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled. Thousands are without power in states from Maine all the way to Georgia. Events being held across America today honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Carol Swain says MLK changed lives for so many Americans.
If you look at this moment we're in today with race relations, if people would go back, listen to, read the I Have a Dream speech, you can see that Dr. King preached a message that is so applicable today, and he would be appalled by the racism that's coming from the political left.
USA Radio News. Americans' political party preference during 2021 shifted from Democrat to Republican in the largest move since Gallup began regularly measuring party identification and leaning in 1991. Democrats went from a 9 percentage point advantage in the first quarter of 2021 to a rare 5-point deficit to the GOP in the fourth quarter. A new survey of 12,000 respondents found that 47% of people now identify themselves as Republican and only 42% identify themselves as Democrats. SpaceX is preparing for another Starlink launch tonight. Forecasters saying weather conditions should be 70% in favor of a 7:26 p.m. Eastern Time launch. If successful, SpaceX will have completed its 35th launch to date for Starlink. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, next hour, we're going to be talking to Paloma Cabana about the latest revelations coming out about January the 6th. And really, truly, I really wish we could move on from that. We can't because leftist America doesn't want to allow that just yet. They think a coup attempt occurred, that an armed insurrection happened. Of course, the answer to that is both no. That didn't happen. No one cares. No one. The only people who do are the elites and the media, two groups that are viewed with nausea by everybody else. The fact that normal Americans simply don't care drives the left crazy. It means that we must be wrong or ignorant of what really happened. So let's lecture. Let's condescend. And let's rehash the same fake news narratives about this day. Better yet, since Democrats have no legislative achievements and can't run on anything before they're gutted at the polls for the 2022 midterms, let's make January 6th a campaign strategy. Instead of a red wave, let's make it a tsunami. See, not everybody on the left thinks this is a smoking hot idea to continue to push this narrative. Like Michael Tracy. He has laughed at all the hyperbole his colleagues have attached to this event. It was a riot. It shouldn't have happened. There is no doubt about that as well. But it wasn't 9/11, nor was it Pearl Harbor. Tracy is so exhausted that he simply rehashed an old post about the hysterics over January 6th with a new note to leftist America. Would you please shut the blank up? So we get this from him. It is unusual. Is it unusual for a mob to breach the Capitol building, ransacking offices, taking goofy selfies, and disrupting the proceedings of Congress for a few hours? Yes, that's unusual. But the idea that this was a real attempt at a coup, meaning an attempt to seize by force the reins of the most powerful state in the world history, is so preposterous that you really have to be a special kind of deluded in order to believe it. Or if not deluded, you have to believe that using such terminology serves some other political purpose. Maybe like imposing even more stringent censorship on social media where the coup is reported to have been organized. Or inflicting punishment on the man who is accused of inciting the coup, which you've spent 4 years desperately craving to do anyway. He's already been effectively banned from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, a Rubicon-crossing event in the suppression of political speech, which, of course, is being cheered by all the usual suspects who otherwise claim to be stalwart defenders of enlightened leftist value. But at no point was the American government at risk of being overthrown, as members of Congress have laughably suggested. Per usual, our guardians of consensus can't bring themselves to describe what unfolded with any degree of dispassion or calm. Instead, we're told by the incoming Senate Majority Leader, for example, that January 6th will now live in infamy, right alongside December 7th, 1941. Elected officials issued emotional notices that they were okay, like they had just narrowly avoided being crushed in an earthquake or escaped the World Trade Center on 9/11. This is made all the more odd because the only person upon whom lethal force was committed appears to have been a Trump-supporting woman who was shot point-blank in the throat by a Capitol Police officer, now dead. Congress was temporarily inconvenienced, at best. Journalists and pundits, glorifying in their natural state, which is to peddle as much free-flowing hysteria as possible, eagerly invoke all the same rhetoric that they'd abhor in other circumstances on civil libertarian grounds, like domestic terrorism, insurrection, and other such terms now being promoted by the corporate media, will nicely advance the upcoming project of making sure something like this never happens again. So, use your imagination as to what kind of remedial measures that this will entail. Trump's promotion of election fraud fantasies has been a disaster not just for him, but for his movement such as it exists, and it's obvious that a large segment of the population actively wants to be deceived about such matters. But the notion that Trump has incited a violent insurrection is laughable. His speech Monday, that Monday afternoon that preceded the march to the Capitol, was another standard fare Trump grievance fest, except without the humor that used to make them kind of entertaining. Trump didn't command his followers to physically breach the Capitol building. In fact, after previously saying he would join the march, he seems to have gone home to tweet and watch TV. So basically his normal routine on a typical day minus a trip to the golf course. Still, there are many people in positions of power who would like you to believe that a real-life insurrection is genuinely underway and to develop a kind of exaggerated mythical understanding of what occurred at the Capitol. Because it would enable them to seize additional powers, not through a coup, but through the vast inflation of an alleged threat, which is always how they do it. So yes, enter Nancy Pelosi, who thinks the GOP-led efforts at election integrity is a legislative continuation of January 6. I can't make that up. She actually said that. Democrats are using January 6 as a 2022 midterm campaign strategy, and one to put pressure on Senate Republicans to tweak the filibuster rules so they can pass their only Democrats can win election bill. The end game is to get Build Back Better after this procedural tool is erased. And in this case, it's not the GOP they have to worry about. It's Sinema and Manchin, who have already thrown cold water on this, plus a couple more Democrats, and all the drama is on their side. In the meantime, no one cares about January 6th. Most Americans don't have the luxury to sit through endless wine sessions from a fragile, sheltered, and entitled elite who are engulfed with the dread over problems that aren't real. Top of that list is January the 6th. When we talk to Paloma in the next hour, apparently there is quite the stuff going on concerning Oath Keepers, which I kind of find that to be out of character for them. I kind of find that out, way out of character for them. That didn't happen in Ferguson the last time I saw them actually mobilize and do something. I may have missed a whole bunch of other things they've done, but they went into Ferguson and in an active riot, and didn't do anything. Didn't try anything. They just talked. And they were actually strapped up. They were wearing plate carriers and weapons and all kinds of other stuff. They were, there was only four or five of them. I don't remember exactly what the number was. But now they're trying to get out there and they're charging them with sedition. Which is such a reach. It is such a reach. But despite all that, despite all these charges they're doing, this was not an armed event. This was not a takeover event. This was an inconvenience. It was a fracas. It was a mild, small, easily contained riot. There were some doofuses in there, you know, like the guy walking around with Pelosi's lectern, the guy taking a picture on her desk, and he stole something off of her desk, and all that other stuff. That's juvenile stuff. That's silly high school stuff. You know, I'm surprised a bunch of people didn't start a TikTok account so they could do that. Hey, here I am right here at the Capitol. Look, I've got Pelosi's lectern. MAGA. I'm all about MAGA, right? I'm also very aware of what January the 6th was. And January the 6th was nothing. Nothing of the kind. And even a lot of people on the left recognize this. It's not just me and you. When you got people on your side doing that, well, now you're beginning to develop issues here. Because it's one thing when the GOP may be doing it, but when it's Democrats doing it to you, well, okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I find it shocking that Washington Governor Jay Inslee wants to put Stacey Adams into prison for saying words. But that's what he wants. Will the Supreme Court allow this? Fat chance, but maybe we should go with it, because after all, changing norms and rules always works out great and never ever comes back and bites the libs on their Swalwell valve. AOC got COVID, ironically, and so it's so weird that the media is ignoring it, because I was told by them that getting the coronavirus was a statement about your character and so forth. But there's none of that there. You can call me crazy, but I think there's a slight double standard at work. Seriously. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has always been an idiot. Always has been, is always going to be. But he's truly outdoing himself, because he's a climate change devotee who now thinks that we should outlaw lying about election results. And this deep thinker elaborated on his innovative notion. Inslee defended the idea of criminalizing unsupported claims of election fraud and stolen elections if they're likely to result in violence as not a violation of freedom of speech. He said, and I quote, "I believe it will be constitutional because we can understand that this type of speech that can promote violence, and that the courts have held that speech that promotes violence is something that can be regulated to protect a civil society." And he likened the rhetoric about elections being stolen to that perennial favorite, yelling fire in a crowded theater. So let's put aside the whole First Amendment problem and the fact that it would last as long as a bulwark staffer in the sack before SCOTUS nuked it. For lawyers who are not idiots or who practice on Twitter, it's a dead giveaway that you're dealing with a moron if you get the fire in the theater thing. So, let's focus, if we can, on putting his proposal into practice. Okay, Governor Inslee, let's lock up, not Governor Stacey Abrams' ample rear, let's lock her up for denying the Georgia governor's election. And I'd say throw that 2016 election-denying crone Felonia Milhouse von Pantsuit into the same cell, but there wouldn't be room in that one. Now, you're probably going, "Now, wait a minute. That's not what he meant." In fact, I'm certain of it. He meant this to apply only to people he didn't like. But this is a crisis of epic proportions like the weather, and we need to take bold action. We must act immediately, and I propose that I get to decide who is lying. And that's certainly not what he envisions, but, you know, why not? Is he also saying that this is not an objective test, that the person deciding who is lying might be biased? My goodness, I'm so offended at this. I can be totally neutral, cross my heart, hope to die. I have to say it's a bit disconcerting to see relatively high government officials trying to toss out the idea of free speech in order to enforce with the power of people with guns an official narrative that is only the only one allowed to be spoken. But they do support it. They want to be able to put you in prison for saying things they do not approve of. There's always a reason why this is necessary. It's a crisis. It's an emergency. Our democracy is in peril. And it's always junk. So when someone tells you that you do not need your guns because there's no threat of tyranny, just remember that there are senior government officials who want to put you in jail if you speak words they disapprove of. You should think about that. Then you should go buy another box of ammo. The alternative is that we go with it. How could giving the government the power to arrest you for speech possibly go wrong? Let's do it at the federal level, too, since it's such a peril that we must act immediately. And when Donald Trump comes back in 2025 after defeating Montel Williams' cackling ex-squeeze, his DOJ, this time not run by an establishment sap, can use this new power to protect our democracy. And that means that we would sadly have to send the feds to arrest Governor Inslee for spewing felony falsehoods. Because he's implying that there was no election fraud in 2020. Except there was. And we found, the first night, a dead guy who voted in Nevada. So it's a lie to say there was no election fraud. There was. The question is, how much of it was there? Governor Inslee has lied, and he must go to the prison for this violent insurrection. And if he chooses to identify as female, he could even join Stacey and Filonia on the cell block. Moving on, you know, AOC, she got COVID. She is, for me, the most annoying member of Congress. And one of the top two. She would probably cement the number one slot if she married her brother. Got COVID after famously partying mask-free in the free state of Florida, right? In the objective scheme of things, the proper response is, okay, everybody's catching it. No biggie. Get well soon so we can get back to mocking you. Except, we don't get to object, or we don't get to exist in the objective scheme. We are in the present environment, and her ironic misfortune should be an occasion to relentlessly point out her massive hypocrisy and the universe's retribution. Karma's a thing, AOC. And as we know, because leftists and their legacy media minions have told us, catching COVID is actually a moral judgment, a scarlet letter, you, for unclean. Wait a minute, I forgot. She's a leftist, so we're not hearing that. With her, it's just a thing that happened. That she was ignoring the rules she would impose on everyone else to party in the sun while her district suffers is not news. Now, some rando radio guy who doubted vaccines, and that is, who said before the narrative officially changed that what the narrative says right now, gets COVID and everybody's out there, ha 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 ha. But Pinky the Pinko contracts it, doing what she demands, we're not due, and look, tumbleweeds. And, of course, the media is garbage, but you knew this. Governor Inslee, it's interesting to look at what he's proposing simply because this is very indicative of the fact that the mask is off totally and completely. He's not. He's out there wanting to outlaw words. And I have, you know, I got to be honest with you. When this whole politically correct thing happened, I just remembered how I would get into trouble if somebody called me a bad word and I fought them. So consequently, I didn't fight them after a while, after I got in trouble. It was not so much getting in trouble at school that was a problem. It was getting in trouble at home. That was a big issue. So I tried to put that away. Now, knowing that, knowing that, now, here we are, and we have a governor calling for people to be put away, calling for people to be imprisoned. But the problem with that is it's the way they want to set it, of course, is a double standard. A complete and total double standard. It has nothing to do whatsoever with actually wanting to do something to prevent violence. They look at words themselves as violence. So, I just find it interesting that he thinks that there's something else out there besides that. He thinks that words are violence, and he thinks that they can actually do something against you. And that cracks me up. I gotta say, it cracks me up that is the thing. That's their thing. And that's what they're going with. That's the story they got. That's what they're sticking with. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the latest in the faux insurrection on January the 6th with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's coming back on board one more time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.